Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Pelicans are in the campus bubble of the NBA in Orlando, Florida. Throughout the week leading up to their departure and their arrival, held several Zoom calls. WBL's Mark Menard were on those Zoom calls, and we're going to give you kind of the best of. Mark, take it away.
Thanks, Christian. Yeah, so we were blessed with access to the Pelicans for the first time in the better part of 4 months since we got to talk to these guys, and they had a lot to say, and I thought that all the people that they gave us, all the guys they gave us, Drew Holiday, Derek Favors, Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, all the main guys, I thought they were all very forthcoming in what they had to say about the time off and what they expect to get done when they get to Orlando. And we'll start with Zion Williamson because he did not mince words about how good he thinks this team can be.
I think this team can be really special when we're all healthy. It's just a matter of us coming together, fighting those mental battles, I guess of being in the bubble and just honestly coming together. I feel like we can come together and, fight the battles together. I think we can be something like really special.
And he also said, the goal is simple for their business trip to Orlando.
That's a simple answer. We're trying to make a playoff push, and we're trying to get back into our full game condition as well within those 8 games.
Now, as for Brandon Ingram, people had talked about, whether or not he might want to sit out because there are some guys in the NBA who are concerned what this might mean to their contract negotiations in the offseason, and his contract is up. Expected to be offered a max deal by the Pelicans, but of course you can never count those chickens until you sign on the dotted line. But he said he never had any hesitation in joining his teammates.
I mean, I didn't look at it as if I had a choice of going or not. I think my teammates knew that I didn't question it or anything. I just want to play basketball at the end of the day. I think me being hurt made me want to come out and play basketball all the time. So when I got the chance, and when I get the chance to do it, I'm just going to go do it and be full force. And I know that my teammates know that I'm there 100%, 110%, so I got to be there. And it wasn't a question on it.
Ingram said he could see a huge opportunity for growth in this trip to Orlando.
I think at this point, I think this is a time where we come together even more. We get to figure out more about each other. We get to figure out our strengths and our weaknesses on the basketball floor and what we can attack each night. And I think whoever goes, we'll grow as a team even more during this isolation.
Echoing a lot of what Zion Williamson had to say about this Pelican squad, he's excited.
Well, I get excited every day when I come inside the practice facility and just see the guys working in the morning. Nobody behind them being telling them to work out or anything, just them having the right attitude coming in here every single day. And just knowing from that point, I know it's something good in the room. We have a lot of young guys. That's something you don't see from a lot of young guys that can come in and be professionals and get their work in and know exactly what they need on the basketball floor. So I think that's the part that gets me more excited, just us coming in here and just competing every single day and putting in the work that we need to put in. And that's how we're going to reach our ceiling.
So there's a sampling of the young guys, the relatively unattached members of the Pelicans. But what about the older guys on the team, the guys who are going to have to leave their family for, you know, the possibly 3 months of a stay in Orlando because of how long the season might stretch on if they make a deep run into the playoffs. We got Derek Favors this week on a Zoom chat, and he said it was a tough decision.
Man, it definitely was. 5 weeks is definitely a long time. And, you know, with me personally, I have my son's birthday coming up on the 22nd and my daughter's birthday is on the August 14th. So it was definitely a tough decision, but, you know, I got the blessings from, you know, my family to, you know, just go out there and do my job and, you know, they'll hold it down for me while I'm away. I'll probably FaceTime my kids, you know, probably every day. Well, my family, probably every day I'm down there and, you know, spend a couple of hours doing that. But, it'll definitely be a tough transition for everybody. So I think we probably just have to look at the good part about it and just go out there and do our jobs.
The Favors had his own adversity early in the season. He had a couple of injuries he had to fight through, and then the unexpected death of his mother, which also caused him to miss a little bit of time away from the team. That was a stretch where the Pelicans went 6-22 when Favors wasn't around. He came back, and they immediately started to turn their fortunes around. But, you know, jumping right back into the grind of the NBA, he didn't really get a chance to process everything that happened. And he said this rest period, this hiatus for the NBA was hugely beneficial.
Yeah, I think this break allowed me to get back right mentally. I think I wasn't especially after my mom passed, I wasn't in a great place. You know, I was just using basketball to kind of take my mind off of it. But now I think I done had my time to grieve and kind of accept the fact that, you know, she passed away. And I think now I'm at a better place mentally. Physically, I feel good. I feel, even during the break, I was doing little stuff like making sure just stretching certain muscles, making sure I keep everything flexible, and just trying to do the best I could at working out. So coming back, I feel great physically and mentally. And, I'm ready to go. You know, if we had a game tomorrow, I'd be ready. So when we get down to Orlando, you know, I'll be ready to go.
You know, I've talked about this before, and sometimes some fans can get into that mindset where, you know, you're getting paid millions of dollars just to get out there and play. But these guys are human. And with the stuff that Fave went through early in the season, you had the feel for the guy with the amount of adversity that got piled onto his shoulders. So it's really good to hear that, you know, he's mentally and physically in a better place and now, you know, maybe rejuvenated a little bit, ready to go. And so the team, that was all before the team left for Orlando. They left for Orlando on Wednesday, arrived, got all settled in. And today we got our first chat with Coach Alvin Gentry since the arrival. The team had already been out on the practice court when we got to talk to him, and here's what he had to say about how it went today.
20 days left before we play, so we didn't feel like we had to just ramp it up in one day. We'll continue to add stuff every day. We'll continue to see where we are from a conditioning standpoint. But overall, I thought the guys had good focus. I thought that they were really into it. You know, I thought they were just happy to be back on the court and to be with each other.
So that's where we stand right now with the Pelicans. They're in Orlando. They're starting to ramp up their makeshift training camp. They're 2 weeks of ramp up to, you know, actually playing scrimmages, which will then lead into playing games. So they're trying to get themselves back into a game shape where, you know, you certainly don't want to see a guy go out there and pull a hamstring or pull a groin or any of those soft tissue ligament injuries that kind of come when you've been on the shelf a little bit of time. And these guys haven't had the best ability to really, you know, work out the way that they would like to. They've all, you know, done their best to stay in shape at home, but the NBA limited their access. They couldn't really go to a public gym, and they also shut down all the facilities and all the official facilities in the league. So it was just, you know, do what you can at the house with some dumbbells and some bands and maybe an exercise bike or something and just make do. And so there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve here for, you know, physically for these guys to get back to where they needed to be to play a full NBA game. And look, everybody we've talked to, and I agree, it might be a little ugly at the beginning. It might be a little bit of rust that everybody has to work off. And, you know, that could work in the Pelicans' advantage, because that might level the playing field a little bit against those first two opponents they have to play against that are a little bit tougher than the rest of the schedule, the Utah Jazz and the LA Clippers. That might be a little bit of an evening of the field, but with everybody having to work through the rust and getting back into playing shape.
It'll be interesting to see at the end of this month, man. I can't wait to see if it goes off and how it goes off and if they can finish, et cetera. So we welcome it, that's for sure.
Well, we'll step away. And Christian, the one thing is the eyes of everybody are on the NBA right now.
Oh, yeah.
All the other pro sports leagues are going to be watching. And
the entire country.
The MLB is going to be in action a little bit before the NBA, but certainly they'll be, you know, keep an eye on the NBA and seeing how they're doing. And you better believe that the NFL and the NCAA are watching to see how this experiment goes off.
He's Mark Menard. Great job as always.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.